Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called What Types of Rodents Are Most Often Found in Seattle Homes and Businesses? You know what keeps me up at night? The fact that Seattle consistently ranks among America's top 10 rattiest cities. That's right, we're practically a rodent resort town, with thousands of our homes and businesses playing unwitting hosts to these unwanted guests who can rack up serious damage bills and bring some nasty health concerns along with their little furry feet. Let's talk about our first frequent visitor, the Norway rat. Think of these guys as the heavyweight champions of Seattle's rodent world. They're particularly fond of our waterfront and lower-lying areas, where they showcase their Olympic-level swimming skills. These chunky fellows typically make their grand entrance through ground-level openings, treating your foundation like their personal front door. Moving uptown, we've got their cousins, the roof rats. These are your nimble acrobats of the rodent world, particularly partial to our lovely Capitol Hill and Queen Anne neighborhoods. They're smaller than Norway rats, but make up for it with their impressive climbing skills. While Norway rats are doing the backstroke, these guys are scaling walls like they're training for American Ninja Warrior. And then there's the house mouse, the real MVP of Seattle's rodent scene. These little guys are everywhere, all year round, and they're absolute masters of hide-and-seek. Picture this. If you can fit a dime through it, they can squeeze through it. And once they're in, they're setting up entire mouse condominiums in your walls faster than Seattle real estate developers. Here's a reality check for you. Just last winter, a restaurant over in Ballard learned this lesson the hard way. Roof rats had turned their ceiling into a luxury high-rise, accessing it through some ivy-covered walls. The final bill? $12,000 in repairs, and they nearly had to close their doors for good. So here's your takeaway, Seattle. Don't roll out the welcome mat for these uninvited guests. Seal up any holes bigger than a quarter inch with steel wool and caulk. Keep those tree branches trimmed back from your building, and store your food like you're preparing for a siege in sealed containers. Trust me, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of pest control bills. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.